The Woman Warrior by Maxine Hong Kingston. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Woman Warrior by Maxine Hong Kingston is a memoir that explores the author's experiences growing up as a Chinese-American woman. The book is divided into 5 chapters, each of which focuses on different aspects of her life and identity. In the first chapter, No Name Woman, Kingston tells the story of an aunt who was ostracized from her village for having an illegitimate child. This story serves as a cautionary tale to young women about how society can punish them for not following traditional gender roles. In the second chapter, White Tigers, Kingston recounts her mother's stories about female warriors in Chinese mythology and how they inspired her to be strong and brave despite societal expectations. The third chapter, Shaman, focuses on Kingston's own spiritual journey as she learns more about Chinese culture and traditions through visits to temples with her mother. She also reflects on how these teachings have shaped her understanding of herself and others around her. Finally, in the fourth and fifth chapters, At the Western Palace and A Song for a Barbarian Reed Pipe, Kingston examines how she has been able to reconcile both American culture with traditional Chinese values. Throughout The Woman Warrior, Kingston uses vivid imagery to illustrate themes such as strength in adversity, cultural identity, feminism, assimilation versus resistance to change, family loyalty versus individual freedom of choice, all while exploring what it means to be both Chinese-American and female at once. The book has received critical acclaim since its publication in 1976. It won numerous awards, including National Book Critics Circle Award for Nonfiction, 1976, and was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Best English Language Novels from 1923 to 2005. It continues to be widely read today due to its unique blend of autobiography with mythological elements that explore complex issues related race/ethnicity/gender. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Woman Warrior is a memoir that explores the struggles of a Chinese-American woman growing up in California. It is a story of identity, culture, and the power of storytelling. Kingston uses her own experiences to illustrate the difficulties of being a Chinese-American woman in a predominantly white society. Main idea number 2. Kingston's mother is a major influence in her life, and her stories of Chinese folklore and mythology shape Kingston's understanding of her identity. Kingston's mother's stories are both a source of strength and a reminder of the cultural differences between her and her peers. Main idea number 3. Kingston's father is a major source of conflict in her life, as he is a strict disciplinarian who expects her to conform to traditional Chinese values. Kingston's struggle to reconcile her Chinese heritage with her American upbringing is a major theme of the book. Main idea number 4. Kingston's aunt, Brave Orchid, is another major influence in her life. Brave Orchid is a strong-willed woman who is determined to make her daughter successful in America. She is a source of strength and guidance for Kingston. Main idea number 5. Kingston's aunt's stories of her life in China are a source of inspiration and strength for Kingston. These stories provide a window into the past and help Kingston to understand her Chinese heritage. Main idea number 6. Kingston's mother's stories of the no-name woman are a source of confusion and fear for Kingston. The story of the no-name woman is a cautionary tale that warns Kingston of the consequences of straying from traditional Chinese values. Main idea number 7. Kingston's experiences in school are a source of frustration and alienation. She is constantly reminded of her cultural differences and struggles to fit in with her peers. Main idea number 8. Kingston's experiences in college are a source of growth and self-discovery. She is able to explore her identity and find her place in the world. Main idea number 9. Kingston's journey to China is a source of enlightenment and understanding. She is able to learn more about her Chinese heritage and gain a better understanding of her identity. Main idea number 10. Kingston's experiences in China are a source of both joy and sorrow. She is able to reconnect with her Chinese roots, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 11. Kingston's journey to America is a source of hope and renewal. She is able to find her place in the world and gain a better understanding of her identity. Main idea number 12. Kingston's experiences in America are a source of both joy and sorrow. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 13. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 14. Kingston's experiences in the United States are a source of both joy and sorrow. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 15. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 16. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 17. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 18. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 19. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Main idea number 20. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. She is able to find her place in the world, but she is also reminded of the struggles of her people. Through her journey, Kingston is able to gain a better understanding of her identity and her place in the world. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Woman Warrior is a powerful memoir that explores the struggles of a Chinese-American woman growing up in California. Maxine Hong Kingston uses her own experiences to illustrate the difficulties of being an outsider in a predominantly white society. Through vivid storytelling, she reveals how cultural differences can lead to feelings of alienation and confusion. She also shows how stories can be used as tools for understanding and empowerment. Kingston's narrative follows her journey from childhood into adulthood, exploring themes such as family dynamics, gender roles, racism, and identity formation. As she navigates between two cultures, Chinese and American, she discovers strength within herself by embracing both sides of her heritage. By sharing her story with readers, Kingston hopes to inspire others who may feel like outsiders or are struggling with their own sense of identity. The Woman Warrior is an important work that speaks to anyone who has ever felt out of place or misunderstood due to their culture or background. It serves as a reminder that we all have unique stories worth telling and celebrating. Main idea number 2. Kingston's mother is a major influence in her life, and her stories of Chinese folklore and mythology shape Kingston's understanding of her identity. From the tales of F.A. Mulan to the story of No Name Woman, Kingston's mother provides an important source of strength for her daughter. Through these stories, Kingston learns about courage and resilience in the face of adversity. She also comes to understand that she is different from those around her. While they may not share the same cultural background or experiences as she does, they can still learn from each other. The stories told by Kingston's mother are both a source of comfort and a reminder that there will always be differences between herself and others. They provide insight into how one can remain true to their culture even when living in a foreign land. By learning about Chinese folklore and mythology through these tales, Kingston gains an appreciation for where she comes from as well as an understanding that it is possible to bridge gaps between cultures. Through these stories, Kingston discovers what it means to be part of two worlds, one rooted in tradition yet open-minded enough to embrace new ideas. Her mother's storytelling serves as both a guidepost on this journey toward self-discovery and acceptance, and ultimately helps shape who she becomes. Main idea number 3. Kingston's father is a major source of conflict in her life, as he expects her to conform to traditional Chinese values. He believes that Kingston should be obedient and respectful, and follow the rules set by him without question. This creates tension between them, as Kingston often feels stifled by his expectations. She struggles with how she can reconcile her Chinese heritage with her American upbringing, which has given her more freedom than what is traditionally expected of women in China. This struggle is a major theme throughout The Woman Warrior. Kingston constantly questions whether she should adhere to the strict standards set by her father or if she should embrace the independence that comes from living in America. She also grapples with how much of herself she must sacrifice in order to fit into either culture. Does she have to give up parts of herself for one or both? The conflict between Kingston and her father serves as an example of the larger cultural clash between East and West that many immigrants experience when they move abroad. It highlights how difficult it can be for people who are caught between two worlds, neither fully belonging nor completely rejecting either side, to find their place within society. Main idea number 4. Kingston's aunt, Brave Orchid, is a major influence in her life. She is a Chinese immigrant who has come to America with the goal of making her daughter successful. Brave Orchid is an incredibly strong-willed woman and she provides Kingston with guidance and strength throughout her childhood. She teaches Kingston about traditional Chinese culture and values, as well as how to navigate the complexities of American society. Brave Orchid also serves as a role model for Kingston. She shows her that it is possible to be both independent and successful while still honoring one's cultural heritage. Despite facing many obstacles due to racism and sexism, Brave Orchid perseveres and eventually achieves success in America. Her example inspires Kingston to strive for greatness despite any challenges she may face. Ultimately, Brave Orchid plays an important role in shaping Kingston into the person she becomes by adulthood, confident, resilient, ambitious, and proud of her Chinese heritage. Through their relationship, we see how powerful familial bonds can be even when separated by distance or culture. Main idea number 5. Kingston's aunt's stories of her life in China are a source of inspiration and strength for Kingston. These tales provide an insight into the past, allowing Kingston to gain a better understanding of her Chinese heritage. Through these stories, she is able to connect with her ancestors and learn about their struggles and triumphs. She also learns valuable lessons from them that help shape who she is today. The stories told by Kingston's aunts are filled with vivid imagery and detail that bring the characters to life. They tell tales of bravery, resilience, loyalty, love, courage, and perseverance, all qualities which Kingston admires deeply. By listening to these stories as a child growing up in America, she was able to form an emotional connection with her Chinese roots despite being so far away from home. These stories have been passed down through generations as part of the oral tradition within Chinese culture. As such, they serve not only as sources of entertainment but also as important cultural artifacts that can be used to teach future generations about their history and identity. Kingston's aunt stories provide more than just knowledge. They give her hope for the future too. Through hearing how strong-willed women before her were able to overcome adversity despite all odds gives Kingston faith in herself that no matter what obstacles come her way, she will be able to face them head-on. Main idea number 6. Kingston's mother's stories of the no-name woman are a source of confusion and fear for Kingston. The story is about an aunt who had a child out of wedlock, which was considered to be a great shame in traditional Chinese culture. As punishment, her family ostracized her and refused to acknowledge her existence. This story serves as a warning to Kingston that straying from traditional values will bring dire consequences. The no-name woman is shrouded in mystery. No one knows what happened to her or why she did what she did. Despite this lack of information, the story still has an impact on Kingston because it speaks directly to the expectations placed upon women by society at large. It also serves as a reminder that there can be serious repercussions for those who do not adhere to these expectations. The no-name woman story is both confusing and frightening for Kingston because it shows how quickly someone can fall from grace if they fail to live up to societal norms. It also highlights how little control individuals have over their own lives when faced with such rigid cultural standards. Main idea number 7. Kingston's experiences in school are a source of frustration and alienation. She is constantly reminded of her cultural differences, which make it difficult for her to fit in with the other students. Kingston feels like an outsider, unable to relate to the American culture that surrounds her. She is often left feeling isolated and misunderstood by those around her. The language barrier between Kingston and her peers further contributes to this sense of alienation. As she struggles to understand English words and phrases, she finds herself lagging behind in class discussions or activities. This leads to feelings of inadequacy as well as embarrassment when she cannot keep up with the rest of the group. In addition, Kingston's Chinese heritage makes it hard for her classmates to accept or understand who she is. They do not share similar values or beliefs, making it difficult for them to connect on any level beyond superficial conversations about schoolwork or daily life. Overall, Kingston's experiences in school are a source of frustration and alienation due largely to cultural differences that separate her from everyone else around her. Despite these challenges, however, Kingston continues striving toward success both academically and socially. Main idea number 8. Kingston's experiences in college are a source of growth and self-discovery. She is able to explore her identity, both as an individual and as part of the larger Chinese-American community. Through her classes, she learns about different cultures and histories that have shaped her own life. She also meets people from diverse backgrounds who challenge her preconceived notions about herself and the world around her. Kingston finds strength in these new relationships, which help shape how she views herself and others. In addition to learning more about other cultures, Kingston also discovers more about herself through college. She begins to understand what it means to be a woman in society, particularly within the context of being Chinese American. As she navigates this newfound knowledge, Kingston develops a greater sense of confidence in who she is and where she fits into the world. Overall, Kingston's experiences at college provide an opportunity for personal growth that helps define who she is today. By exploring different aspects of identity, from culture to gender, she gains insight into how each contributes to forming one's sense of self-worth. Main idea number 9. Kingston's journey to China is a source of enlightenment and understanding. Through her travels, she discovers more about her Chinese heritage and gains insight into the culture that has shaped her identity. She visits ancient temples, learns about traditional customs, and meets people who share stories of their own experiences living in China. Kingston also reflects on how these new perspectives have changed her view of herself as an American-born Chinese woman. By exploring the country where her ancestors lived for centuries, she finds a deeper connection to both past and present. The journey helps Kingston gain a better understanding of what it means to be Chinese American. She realizes that there are many different ways to express one's identity, and that no single definition can encompass all aspects of being Chinese American. As she continues to explore this duality between East and West, Kingston comes away with newfound appreciation for both cultures. Ultimately, Kingston's trip serves as an enlightening experience that allows her to gain greater self-awareness and acceptance of who she is as an individual, a unique blend of two distinct cultures. Her journey provides valuable lessons not only for herself but also for readers looking to understand their own cultural identities. Main idea number 10. Kingston's experiences in China are a source of both joy and sorrow. She is able to reconnect with her Chinese roots, which brings her immense happiness. She visits the ancestral village of her family, where she finds solace in the familiar sights and sounds that remind her of home. However, Kingston also sees firsthand the struggles of her people, the poverty, oppression, and lack of opportunity they face on a daily basis. This serves as a stark reminder that even though she has been able to escape some of these hardships by living abroad, many others have not been so lucky. The contrast between joy and sorrow is something Kingston must grapple with throughout The Woman Warrior. On one hand, she feels proud to be part of such an ancient culture, on the other hand, she realizes how much suffering it has endured over time. In this way, Kingston's journey through China serves as an important lesson about resilience in the face of adversity. Main idea number 11. Kingston's journey to America is a source of hope and renewal. She embarks on this journey with the intention of finding her place in the world and discovering who she truly is. Through her travels, Kingston discovers that there are many different cultures and ways of life in America, which helps her gain a better understanding of herself. As she explores new places and meets new people, Kingston begins to understand how each culture has its own unique identity. This newfound knowledge gives her strength as she learns more about herself. The experience also allows Kingston to appreciate the beauty of diversity within American society. She sees firsthand how different backgrounds can come together to form one cohesive community despite their differences. This realization brings Kingston hope for a brighter future where everyone can be accepted regardless of their background or beliefs. Ultimately, Kingston's journey serves as an example for others who may feel lost or uncertain about their identity. Her story shows that it is possible to find your place in the world no matter what obstacles you face along the way. Main idea number 12. Kingston's experiences in America are a source of both joy and sorrow. On one hand, she is able to find her place in the world, surrounded by people who share similar backgrounds and values. She finds comfort in being part of a community that understands her struggles and celebrates her successes. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the discrimination they face, the poverty they endure, and the injustices they must confront every day. The Woman Warrior explores these dualities as Kingston navigates between two cultures, Chinese-American culture and mainstream American culture. Through this exploration, she discovers strength within herself to overcome obstacles while still honoring her heritage. Despite all the difficulties she faces due to racism or sexism, Kingston ultimately finds hope for a better future through embracing both sides of herself. Main idea number 13. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, she finds her place in the world as an immigrant, able to make a new life for herself and her family. She also has access to opportunities that were not available in China, such as education and employment. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the poverty they faced back home, their lack of rights or recognition from society at large. The Woman Warrior explores these dualities through Kingston's story. On one hand, she experiences freedom and opportunity, on the other hand, she feels sadness for those who are still struggling with oppression. Her journey serves as a reminder that while progress can be made, there is still much work left to do before true equality can be achieved. Main idea number 14. Kingston's experiences in the United States are a source of both joy and sorrow. On one hand, she is able to find her place in the world, surrounded by people who share similar backgrounds and values. She can explore new opportunities that were not available to her before coming to America. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the discrimination they face on a daily basis, and their lack of access to resources that could help them succeed. The Woman Warrior explores these dualities through Kingston's personal narrative. She recounts stories from her childhood about how Chinese immigrants were treated differently than other Americans. She reflects on how this has shaped her identity as an adult, and she shares moments when she was able to connect with others despite cultural differences. Ultimately, Kingston's experiences in the United States are complex but ultimately rewarding. Through sharing her story, she hopes that readers will gain insight into what it means for someone like herself, a woman warrior, to live between two cultures. Main idea number 15. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, She finds her place in the world as an immigrant, able to make a life for herself in America. She has access to opportunities that were not available back home, and can pursue her dreams with more freedom than ever before. However, Kingston also faces many struggles as an immigrant: language barriers, cultural differences, racism and discrimination from those who do not understand or accept her heritage. At times it can be difficult for Kingston to reconcile these two sides of her experience, the joys of finding a new home alongside the sorrows of leaving behind what was familiar. But ultimately she is able to find strength in this duality. By embracing both aspects of her identity, she is able to create something unique and powerful out of them. Kingston's journey serves as an example for all immigrants, that even amidst hardship there can still be hope. Her story reminds us that we are capable of creating our own paths despite any obstacles we may face along the way. Main idea number 16. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, she finds her place in the world as an immigrant, able to make a new life for herself and her family. She also has access to opportunities that were not available in China, such as education and employment. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the poverty they faced back home, their lack of rights or recognition from society at large. The woman warrior serves as a reminder that while immigrants may find success in America, they are still connected to their homeland and its history. Kingston's story speaks to the resilience of those who have been displaced by war or economic hardship but still manage to build lives for themselves despite all odds. At times it can be difficult for Kingston, and other immigrants like her, to reconcile these two sides, hope for what lies ahead versus despair over what was left behind. But ultimately the woman warrior shows us how strength can be found even in moments of darkness. Main idea number 17. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, she finds her place in the world as an immigrant, able to make a new life for herself and her family. She also has access to opportunities that were not available in China, such as education and employment. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the poverty they faced back home, their lack of rights or recognition from society at large. The woman warrior explores these dualities through Kingston's story. On one hand, she experiences freedom and opportunity. On the other hand, she feels sadness for those who are still struggling with oppression. Her journey serves as a reminder that while progress can be made, there is still much work left to do before true equality can be achieved. Main idea number 18. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, she finds her place in the world as an immigrant, able to make a new life for herself and her family. She also has access to opportunities that were not available in China, such as education and employment. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the poverty they faced back home, their lack of rights or recognition from society at large. The woman warrior serves as a reminder that while immigrants may find success in America, they are still connected to their homeland and its history. Kingston's story speaks to the resilience of those who have been displaced by war or economic hardship but still manage to build lives for themselves despite all odds. At times it can be difficult for Kingston, and other immigrants like her, to reconcile these two sides, hope for what lies ahead versus despair over what was left behind. But ultimately the woman warrior shows us how strength can be found even in moments of darkness. Main idea number 19. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, she finds her place in the world as an immigrant, able to make a new life for herself and her family. She also has access to opportunities that were not available in China, such as education and employment. However, Kingston is also reminded of the struggles of her people, the poverty they faced back home, their lack of rights or recognition from society at large. The woman warrior serves as a reminder that while immigrants may find success in America, they are still connected to their homeland and its history. Kingston's story speaks to the resilience of those who have been displaced by war or economic hardship but still manage to build lives for themselves despite all odds. At times it can be difficult for Kingston, and other immigrants like her, to reconcile these two sides, hope for what lies ahead versus despair over what was left behind. But ultimately, the woman warrior shows us how strength can be found even in moments of darkness. Main idea number 20. Kingston's journey to the United States is a source of both hope and despair. On one hand, she finds her place in the world as an immigrant, but on the other hand, she is reminded of all that has been lost by her people. Through this journey, Kingston discovers more about herself and her identity as a Chinese-American woman. She learns how to navigate between two cultures while still maintaining her own sense of self. The experience also helps Kingston gain insight into the struggles faced by immigrants everywhere. She sees firsthand how difficult it can be for those who are different from their surroundings to find acceptance and belonging in a new country. Despite these challenges, Kingston remains hopeful that with hard work and determination she will be able to make something of herself. Ultimately, Kingston's journey serves as an example for others who may feel like they don't belong or have no place in society. Her story shows us that even when things seem impossible, there is always hope if we keep striving towards our goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.